Penguin Random House Audio presents The Yellow World, How Fighting for My Life Taught Me How to Live, by Albert Espinosa. Read for you by Todd Habercorn. Introduction. My inspiration. Gabriel Celaya was an engineer and a poet. I am an engineer and a scriptwriter. We're both left-handed. There's something about his poem, Autobiography, that goes right through me, brings a lump to my throat. I think it's because he creates his own world in this poem. His own world. Celaya world. There's nothing that affects me more than people who create their own worlds. And this poem is built out of prohibitions. Prohibitions that go to make up a life. Prohibitions that marked Celaya's life. Somehow, if we can get rid of these prohibitions, we will find his life, what he thinks his life should be. He has to use so much no to get rid of what he doesn't want and leave us with a great heap of yes. I like this way of looking at life. Just like Celaya does in Autobiography, I want to divide this book into beginning, carrying on, living, and dying. That's four blocks that, just as he says, add up to make anybody's life. If you don't know the poem, here you go. Autobiography. Don't hold the knife in your left hand. Don't put your elbows on the table. Fold your napkin properly. That's the beginning. Tell me the square root of 3,313. Where is Tanganyika? What year was Cervantes born? I'll give you an F if you talk to your class.